And tell me the reason behind getting all the Morris Minors pictured to as many local, well-known landmarks as you can.
Well, what that was about, we were going to Bingley Hall at a classic car show, and they asked us to do a theme. So we thought, because we're the Potteries branch, we'd do a theme on the Potteries. So the photographs we've taken there are outside every pot bank we could find with kilns.
The kiln. There's one at Moorcroft here, there's one by Wade's in Burslem, and that one there with the three kilns.
That's Hackney Moor.
Hackney Moor, alright. Gladstone Pottery Museum,
Gladstone
of course.
Gladstone Pottery, yes.
And one by the Chatley Whitfield, and also Mitchell Way.
Mitchell Way, yes. Yes. Hackney Moor fixed it up with a saga to put on display. And Don Munro, our secretary, sorry, treasury, he fixes up with a model of a kiln, a cutaway model, to show people how a kiln used to work. People were very interested in it at this classic car show at Bingley Hall.
Well, when you look at classics, you do think of the Morris Minor, and also things like bottle kilns, which are sadly going out of the window at the moment. I mean, they are just classics in themselves, and the two classics meet. And with the Potteries flavour as well. What's so special about the Morris, though? I mean, Morris Minor, why does it fill you with such enthusiasm and love and pride?
Well, you either love the Morris Minor or you hate them. I used to have one in the early 60s. I had it for 2 or 3 years. And to me, at those days, it was just a car. And I turned it in and had another one. And ever since then, I've regretted it. I keep going around to rallies all over the country. I'm going to one tomorrow, by the way, down Gloucester. But I keep looking out for this car and I've never seen it since. Can I say the registration number, in case anyone knows it? Well, the registration number for that car was WUL93. If anyone knows where it is, please get in touch with me.
WUL93.
Yes. Black four-door.
Sad to say that if they didn't treat it with the love and respect it was due, it could be on some scrap heap now. I bet that fills you with upset. But you don't want to think about that.
That's what my wife says. She said it won't be living now. Well, I mean, this car's knocking about much older than that. The oldest car I know was belongs to Ray Newell, the club secretary, and it's 1949 in pristine condition.
I mean, they were built to last, though, weren't they?
Yes,
really?
Yes. Everything's easy to get at. You open the bonnet there, and there's plenty of room under there. You can get inside. You can virtually lift the engine out yourself. No problem.
What about parts, though? Parts? If you've got a 1949 Morris Minor, you ain't going to go to your local big department store and say, could you fix me up with an axle or something, are you?
No, but there are parts about that. Someone in the Morris Minor Club has got something that somebody wants anywhere you can get it. The Morris Minor Club themselves stock parts for these very old vehicles. They've got their own little stores. But anything you want, you can get.
When you bought your first one, way back when, how much did you pay for it, can you remember?
Oh, 300 and something.
And how much would you buy a similar model for today?
Well, this one I bought 8 years ago, it cost me £900, and it was a runner, so I thought. And when I got looking round it, they wanted another £2,000 spending on it to get it in the condition that it's in now.
Because I was saying to you, well, again, while the record was on, I saw one the other day that had been painted sort of a bright green, and the rust, there were visible rust patches, and two young girls driving it. It was obviously their first car, and they were very pleased and excited about having a first classic car.
Yes, well, it comes down to pounds, shillings and pence, doesn't it? I mean, people haven't got the money to concourse work on it, if you like. But it took me £2,000 to get mine as it is now. But it took me 4 years to do it.
And are there many such like collectors in the Potteries like yourself? I mean, how
there are loads of Morris Minors in the Potteries, and I don't know why we can't get them to come to our branch meetings, which is at Ball Green Workingman's Club, third Monday in the month. We start at 8 o'clock. I've chased people around the Potteries, I've put a leaflet in their hands, yes, they'll come, they don't. Some come for one meeting and don't come again, some come and keep coming.
And what kind of things do you discuss at the meetings?
At the meetings, we discuss at the branch meeting what we decided at a committee meeting, what we do is plan out the year, and we organise runs out in convoy, summer's nice summer evening, perhaps finish up at the pub and have a light meal. We do a barbecue and treasure hunt once a year. We do quizzes with other branches. We go to them, they come to us. and we usually get a prize after it. We have a Christmas meal every Christmas.
So, quite a very social life then.
Well, we're always doing something, yes.
Now, one of the pictures that you showed me showed parts of the Morris Mine that you would never usually see.
That's right.
Which is the workings inside. And I was amazed just how small everything is and how compact, really.
Yeah. Well, this was done for Etruria Flint Museum. They invited us to go down and do a display. We've never done it before. But if you like, it's a rehearsal, that was, for next year. Because next year, the Morris Mine is 50 years old.
Goodness.
From when it was first made. And it's the Golden Jubilee next year. It'll take place in July, I think, at Blenheim Palace, where all the cars in the country, or every branch in the country, wants to attend. There'll be cars from America, Germany, Holland. And plus to that side, there'll be a baton run, starting from Oxford, where the car was first made. It'll be passed from branch to branch, going down to London and as far up as Scotland. Shropshire branch will bring it to us in the potteries, and hopefully it'll be passed over to our branch in Hanley, where I hope Radio Stoke will be in attendance, and we will then take it to Derby, and Derby will take it to the whatever next branch there is.
And what date's that going to be?
It'll be July next year.
July next year, yeah. Right. Well, if you give us plenty warning, then I'm sure we can sort something out for you. But just, I mean, you're saying that there are collectors all over the world, not just in this country.
Sure.
And I suppose the Morris Minor, you'd find that was copied in certain countries. I mean, you think of Morris Minor, you think of the nice little sort of shape, and not too dissimilar from the Volkswagen Beetle. Which came first, the Beetle or the Minor?
I'm not sure. The Minor was made in 1948, the first one.
Right.
I'm not quite sure.
Because the Europeans love those little type of cars, don't they?
If you go to Malta, the place is full of them.
Really?
Yes. And they don't go rusty in Malta.
No, of course. They've got the nice weather, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I suppose the Morris Minor, you know, we've got people like Del Boy Trotter who drive the Reliant Robin. I mean, the famous people on the television you see, the only people I know who drive Morris Minors are the likes of Lovejoy and Nurse Gladys Emanuel from Open All Hours.
Well, Lovejoy's car belongs to one of the Morris Minor owners now. That's been to one of our rallies. In fact, I've got a photograph here.
Mm.
No, I haven't. Anyway, yes.
Let's have a look.
That one there under my thumb is Lovejoy's car.
Oh, right.
At Alton Towers, that was 1992.
It's tiny. I'd like to be able to get into that one, but somehow I don't think I will. And this is, because the collector, not only do people collect the, you know, obviously, and drive the big Morris Miners, but I'd imagine that the die-cast tin ones are collectible items as well.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes, I've got models in boxes now. If you take it out of the boxes, it takes some value off them, but I don't collect them for the value. I collect them because I like the Morris Miner.
Mm. Well, that obviously comes across, Jeff. I mean, it is a passion of your life. I mean,
yes, yeah.
What do the family think about this? I mean, is your wife a Morris Minor widow?
No, she comes along with me. She's on the committee. She's a regalia officer. And we go to rallies together every time there's a rally that we can go to.
Well, we've just had Marion from Tunstall on the line, and she's had a Morris for 37 years.
Hello, Marion.
And she says, you know her, and she says... she's asking you if you can give the car a pat.
Yes.
So there you go. All right then, Marion. Obviously, that's brought a big smile to Jeff's face. Right, Jeff, tell us more about these branch meetings. So if there are any Morris Minor drivers out there who would like to come along to the next one, see if we can generate some support for you over the airwaves of Radio Stoke.
Right. But if they'd like to contact me, my number is 01782-533-576.
Yeah.
I'll tell them anything they want to know, but basically what we do, we meet at 8 o'clock. It's usually about 8:30 when everyone's arrived. We've got about 20 hard and fast members, but we do see faces that have been before, and they don't come every time, but everybody's welcome. It's a family club. Children are invited. We've got all ages, from the age of about 15 up to 76. You don't have to have a Morris Minor.
You just not need to have
just
a lover.
Come along and we can perhaps talk you into buying a Morris Minor. We do like you to join the MMOC nationally. which does cost about...
Is that the Morris Minor's own... Morris Minor Owners Club,
yes,
yeah.
The headquarters at Derby. We do encourage people to join that, join the MMOC, but it's not absolutely necessary with our branch.
We've also had someone on say that, someone has called to say that she owned Jeff's car in 1959. So if we can get that lady's number, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
She owned my, what, the World 93?
I don't know, it must be, yes. We're getting nods next door, so we'll get a number and give her a call. All right?
Right.
Oh gosh, there's a smile on his face. So,
I perhaps bought it after that lady then.
Oh, right. She has left a number, so we'll put you in touch with her after the programme.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you go. The power of Radio Stoke, eh, Jeff? You might have a tearful reunion after all.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, sure. She might know where it ended up.
Right.
Okay, so the telephone number to call is 533 576.
Yes.
Jeff Oakes.